This is Fresh Air. Performer and writer John O'Keefe first visited our show a year and a half ago to do an excerpt from his solo work, Shimmer. It was about his troubled adolescence growing up in Iowa. John O'Keefe is back with something from his new work, Vid.
Vid is a two-story piece. The first story is an autobiographical story about me coming fresh from the University of Iowa and my MFA to Berkeley, California in 1973, when it was really quite a crazy town, and how my life gradually deteriorates from that point on until I'm living in my camper in a parking lot. The second story is about a fictitious video game, an adventure video game that I invent. The main character is this little elf guy called Gig, who's chasing after an evil entity called Bog Pie. And the pieces that I'm going to read for you, the first one is from the autobiographical section, and the second one is from the fictitious video game section. The first video game I ever saw was Pong. It was around 1974 in the basement of a frat bar in Berkeley, California on Telegraph Avenue. I was living in my VW camper at that time, and a few of my friends who were living in houses had decided I needed a good meal and a change of scenery. We were sitting at a table, and gathered near us were a group of pitcher-drinking 20-year-olds. Two of them were hovering over an upright cabinet, their faces lit by an eerie, almost numinous glow, as if they were gazing at some kind of synthetic nativity scene. There was something about the energy coming from around that box that drew me to it. I could hear the sound of electronic noise, one of the first things you're going to have to like if you're going to engage in video mania. Come on, sucker! There was a languid beep, then bonk, beep, then bonk, beep, bonk, beep, bonk. What a wimp. I got your ass. At first, I was distracted by the familiar homophobic ritual of Fall Rush. Are you cross-eyed or something? Ha ha, got you again, maggot. It was a screen they were hunkered over, black with white stripes, delineating what was obviously a ping-pong table. But it was electric. No messy balls to chase. No old paddles with worn rubber facing. Just two white rectangles. I wondered as I strolled back to my friends if I could play the game against the computer. It cost a quarter, and in my present financial condition, a quarter went a long way towards eggs and hash browns or a bottle of Rossi Varietal. When I stumbled back to my camper that night, my usual haze of depression was broken by thoughts of new possibilities. Perhaps the dim-witted convulsions of the human world could, with the sheer weight of time, fumble to form a new universe. Perhaps we bad monkeys were just the crippled midwives for a new creation. Yes, perhaps in this simple game of Pong, there was hope. I'm in sheer space, rushing again toward the honeycomb, watching the souls find their places in the cells. I grab the large lifesaver. It looks like a steering wheel. I hold it in front of me. The hole in the middle of it begins to whistle in the updraft. The whistle becomes a shriek. Light twists through the hole in a thin ray. Phew! The toxic honey melts. Yes, yes, I cry, as the viscid layer melts away, exposing a black cell. My passageway. Come on in, croons the voice from the hole. Come on in and catch me. I stand before a cereal box landscape, rolling hills with a lollipop sun. The air is sweet with a slight tinge of strawberry Kool-Aid. The trees are asparagus green. The meadows of corncob yellow hay roll down to chocolate-colored fire trails. The sky is isotope blue. I remember my sword made from the rudder of an old ship and a scabbard with a map now deeply etched in its side. Checking the map, I see a little elf representing me and my position. This is the map of my journey, I utter, my voice strangely high in the helium air. A sparrow flies across the sky, stops, stuck there, as if someone had cut the frame loose from the film and left the world in frozen photography. Can I move?
Yes?
I hear a voice within me whisper. If you make the world move with you. And I do. I don't move my foot over the path. I move the path under my foot. The bird on sticks and flies east. There's a tinkling. A cloud of birds is rushing towards me. Suddenly, my face is covered with hundreds of chickadees. They scatter, and they land in a tree. My face is moist. I draw my fingers back. There's blood on my fingers. They've made hundreds of perforations in my face and scalp. Again, I hear this eerie tinkle. From the sun, a cloud appears with the high, lisping calls of cedar wax wings. Suddenly, they're on my body, their shining eyes a blur, their lovely crests moving like tiny, delicate hammers. Once again, like the chickadees, they're gone, filling a red tree like brown nuts. My body's damp. It's blood. But like my face, it quickly dries. I brush the blood away. My arms and fingers are a swirl with vines and alien insignia. I figure my face is covered with them, too. Tattoos. In the tree, one by one, chickadee and waxwing fall, dropping like apples. I hurry the path along, the lollipop sun melting like a hot orange oyster. As I walk, the sky grows dimmer. So that's the way it works. The faster I walk, the darker the sky. I walk faster, and darkness surrounds me.
John O'Keefe performing an excerpt of Vid. He performs at the Painted Bride Art Center in Philadelphia this weekend, NPS 122 in New York in November. This is Fresh Air.